How to Live. Let Go and Live Now. A New Thought. How to Live. Let Go and Live Now. A New Thought. We'd like to live our lives and be successful in living our lives. We'd like to be the ideal human being. We'd like to be the ideal being, the ideal master being. We like to be all of this wonderful stuff. Well, we set such a large scope for ourselves, and the large scope does not allow us to encompass it from end to end because it's just beyond our awareness, beyond our ability to conceive of it. You know, how to live? We let go and live now. Oh, we have a past, we have archaeology, we have history, we have all those things that are in the past. And as exciting as they may be, and as exciting as they truly are, they are the past. We want to live now. And how do we live now? We live now by giving ourselves new thoughts to live about. Now, we say there's nothing new under the sun. We say there are no new thoughts. Every thought has been thought by someone, somewhere, somehow. It exists, and it is a thought that exists, and we merely are aware of it. And as we are aware of it, to us, it's a new awareness. We had not been aware of it before, and now we are aware of it. Okay? So, if we want to go into the past, what we are doing is we are going into someone else's attitude about the thought that is new to us. We're going into someone else's perception of that thought, and that thought instantaneously becomes limited. It becomes limited by they tried it, they thought it, they practiced it, they put it into motion for themselves, and it worked or it didn't work, or it worked a little bit or it didn't work very much at all. And you see, what is it that we are coming up with? We are coming up with old hat, borrowed ideas. We're coming up with things that are not new, not precious, not magnificent, just for us, just from us. And that's the very key of it. It's just from us. Yes? How to live. You let go and live now, and you have this new thought, you have this fresh thought, you have this thought that for you is a brand new, lovely, just out of the box thought that is exciting and wonderful. That does not mean living in the past. That does not mean taking someone else's point of view about it, taking someone else's observation about it. Tried that, done that, been there, done that, tried that. How many people, including ourselves, say that phrase? And we say that phrase about so many things. We say that phrase about things that we have not tried, that we have not done, and we have not been there. And nearly that we sort of feel familiar with it. We sort of feel that we have been there. We feel that that's a road we've traveled down, but truly we have not. To travel down such a road in someone else's consciousness is not traveling it in ours. Many people search out for truth. They search out for wisdom. They search out for the answers to questions that have bothered them and boggled their mind for so long. They look for these answers. And then they hear the answers other people give. As good as those answers may be, as exciting as those answers may be, as well thought through as those answers may be, those answers are not the truth. They are not what you or I, it is not what we have now newly thought about it. It is not what we have now newly given it a new life for us, because it has never been in our life before. Oh, we might have had an imaginative point of view about it. We might have had someone else's point of view about it. We might have had it that way, but it was not ours. Only when it becomes ours and we say, it is mine, I understand this. It's not that we don't want anybody else to understand. It's our perception of it. When we say 2 times 2 is 4, we say it, and all of a sudden we know it, and we don't realize when the moment it came along that we knew it. But once we know it, we are very comfortable with it. Once we know it, we are very harmonious with it. Once we know it, we use it. And this is how, I remember when I was in elementary school, and the teacher would give us new words to learn every day. We'd have 8 or 10 words, and some of them were really corkers, but most of them were simple, good words that we used every day that we should use well and know what it really means. And so I'd walk home from school with Jeffrey Etherton, and Mr. G.E., and brilliant boy. His father was a brilliant scientist. His mother was a brilliant person, too, in her way. And everybody in the family was brilliant. And Jeff, he was no exception. He was brilliant, and he was my friend. And we walked to and from school every day. Jeff lived off on another street, but 2 blocks that way, and I lived 2 blocks that way. I was just down the street, and he was across the street. And so when we arrived at our meeting point where we head to school together, we were all ready with new ideas. We had studied our words at home, and when we'd studied them, we came up with some new ideas. We looked them up in the dictionary. We talked to our dad about it and our mom about it. We talked to our family about it. We talked to everybody. We talked to the dog about it. We told the dog, these are new words I'm learning, and they're lots of fun, and they're interesting. And my dog would laugh and say, thank you for including me in the game. And that's what I said, thank you for including me in the game. And so by the time Jeff and I met, we had thought through the word, we'd spelled the word, we'd understood the word, and our vocabulary was growing leaps and bounds. It was just a great joy. We were learning how to live by letting go and living now with new thought, new ideas, new visions, new imagination, new today for us. There was no history to the word. It's merely a definition. And the definition was somebody else's. Now, you put together 3 or 4 definitions on one word, and how are you going to use it? Are you going to come up with a new definition of the word? You can. You can come up with new definitions all the time because you're thinking new thoughts about whatever it is you're thinking about, whatever words you're thinking about. How to live. How to live. How do you live? You live by getting excited about life, getting excited about the now in life, this moment. I could hardly wait in the mornings to get to the intersection when I'd meet Jeff, and we'd walk another 2 blocks to school. And on the way, we would talk and talk, and Jeff was so full of scientific explanations and so full of magical explanations. His mother was in some sort of music genius activity, and she would bring in her musicology into it, and his brothers and sisters, they'd all bring up their ideas and they'd enter into the game because he made it sound so exciting and so wonderful. And I did that too when I was at home. I was getting my whole family involved. I was getting everybody involved in learning new words and improving my vocabulary and just having a good time and learning how to live, letting go of what the old definitions may be and come up with new definitions for words that we were going. And when we went to school and told our definitions to our teacher, the teacher said, wow, hey, that's interesting. I hadn't run into those definitions before. That's great. And all the class was listening as the teacher was emoting over the idea that we were doing good research, that we were having fun, and we were living. How to live? Have fun. Let go. Live now. Yes, we were living now. We were living every wonderful, beautiful, magnificent idea now. And our vocabulary grew. But that's just one area. How many areas do we want to live in? All the areas of our life. All the areas of our life. Be excited, I say to myself. Be excited about every single thing that you do. Be excited about every single idea that you have. Be excited about every single concern that you have. Not a concern so much as an interest. Every single interest. Be so excited about it that the days are not long enough to explore them. The days are not long enough to hold on to the past and live in the now. I'm living in the now, and the past is past. And this is how I live. I remember so well the joy I felt when Jeff and I met together and talked about vocabulary. We were just kids in elementary school, but life had taken a turn for the better for us, and we were excited about what we were learning. We were just excited about how to live, and there was no past for us because we were new to everything. The past was new to us, and the present was new to us, and every thought that we had was new to us. We lived in the now, and how glorious and how wonderful and how fulfilling and how magical that is, because that's how to live. Let go and live now. Take your new thought and delight in it and enjoy it to its fullest. And so it is. Love, life, it's fun.